An odd result of the heat wave in Southern California, a rush on electric fans. It's left store shelves empty and customers steaming. We sent senior producer Steve Proffitt out in search of what would be just another household appliance most anywhere else.
Folks in Los Angeles, especially those who live on the west side of the city, count on cool breezes from the Pacific Ocean to keep things moderate. Many, if not most, don't have air conditioning. In fact, it seems many didn't even have electric fans, and they quickly cleaned out the supply at local retailers.
Do you have any fans?
We'll have some later on this afternoon.
Santos Montiano of B&B Hardware in West L.A. says just last week, before temperatures began to break records, he had 50 fans in stock.
They stayed here for a while. When the heat hit, I mean, they went.
Ditto for several other hardware and houseware stores I tried, with no luck at the office supply place either. But then I got a tip in my hunt for the elusive electric fan.
Okay, we're in the parking lot of the Costco, which is a big, I guess they call it a big box retailer. There's a car alarm going off. And I have heard that perhaps there are fans for sale here if you get here early enough to get one.
Turns out my tip was a good one.
Today we got a shipment in of both ACs and fans.
Jorge Preciado is a manager at Costco. He says it's a small shipment, but all he could get, and it will probably all be gone in an hour.
It's crazy. The nearest stores that have them is the Hawaiian Island store, so I doubt anybody's going to make a trip over there for that.
Now, Costco requires shoppers to buy a membership card, and those who pay extra to register as business customers get to go in early. Everybody else has to wait until 10 a.m. At a little past 9 already, a lot of regular customers are lined up waiting.
Other people get to get in first while we wait, and we watch and count the fans as they come out.
That's Dorothy. She's here with her friend Annette. About a dozen other folks are waiting too, hoping to score a fan. I see a guy coming out of the exit with one and chase after him.
How did you know that you could get this fan here?
I work here.
Oh!
As Dorothy and Annette look on, more and more shoppers emerge with the object of their desire, a 40-inch tall tower fan that comes complete with a remote.
Can I ask you a question? You have three fans there.
Four.
Yes. 40-inch, you have 160 inches of fan here.
Right. I could use more.
Finally, Dorothy and Annette and the others are granted entrance, as elite shoppers continue to carry out fan after fan. Since the guy at the door wouldn't accept my press pass as a membership card, I find a little patch of shade and wait for my new fan-seeking friends to emerge. Finally, I see Annette. She's empty-handed.
Wait now. I don't see you carrying a fan. Where's your fan?
Those people who pay the fee for the business, they got them. And the inside employees got them.
And there's none left for the folks like you and me?
No. Oh, I know. Where they have hundreds of them? In Hawaii. Ain't that a bit?
Well, here's an idea. We could fly to Hawaii, buy a bunch of fans, bring them back, and sell them and pay for our trip.
Yeah, some people will probably try to do that.
Okay, I'm going to call my travel agent. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
At the Costco warehouse store on the west side of L.A., Steve Proffitt, NPR News.